Blog Talk Radio.
Start this broadcast off with prayer, glory to God, because we want the Holy Spirit
to come and take over today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come to you today, Father, asking your Holy Spirit to come into this broadcast and take over in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to learn from you, hallelujah. We want to know what to say and what to do, Lord God, hallelujah. We want to know, Lord God, hallelujah, when our hearts have turned away from you, that we can come back to you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will receive us, Lord God, if we come back, Lord God, with a mind of repentance. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you today, asking you to forgive us for our sins and shortcomings. We ask you to forgive us for our sins because we know, Father, that when we sin, that we hurt you, Lord God. We hurt you, hallelujah. And we ask you to forgive us for hurting you, Lord God, for entering into sin, Father God. Father, I pray for those today who are trying to make a decision, Lord God, to give their hearts to you, Father. I pray, Father God, that the God of this world who has blinded them, that the blindness will come from off of their eyes, that they will turn to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you today, Lord God. I bless your holy name. I worship you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you for salvation today, Lord God. I thank you for souls being saved. I thank you for souls being filled with the Holy Ghost today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that anybody that has turned away from you, that has been a prodigal, Lord God, that they can come back to you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and you will receive them with open arms, Father. So, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I want to bless your name. Hallelujah. I want to give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And today, hallelujah, we do want to go and read Luke 15 today, and we want to read about the prodigal son. But the thing about the prodigal son that I really, 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 really love is that at the end of the chapter, hallelujah, in Luke chapter 15, the father says, this brother of yours was dead, and he's alive. He was lost, and he's found. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I said, thank God that we can apply that to our lives today, hallelujah, that we were once dead, hallelujah, but we're alive today, glory to God, because of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We were once lost, but we're found today because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. And sometimes I just think about what Jesus has done for us, and it just brings tears to my eyes knowing that God loved us so much, hallelujah, that he would just send Jesus to die for our sins, that he loved us so much that he would just let Jesus take on all of that he took on for us. Hallelujah. And he did it so that we might have life, that we might have eternal life. He did it so that we can reign forever with him. Hallelujah. In a new heaven and a new earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank him so much for that, because he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to choose us for salvation. Hallelujah. He could have just left us to our own selves, but he chose us for salvation. Hallelujah. And I thank God today, hallelujah, that he chose us for salvation. There's so many people today that are in religions and other things today that have no root in them. And excuse me, you have to work for salvation. You have to work, you know, to enter into whatever kingdom they're offering you, hallelujah. But we don't have to do anything today but believe by faith that Jesus Christ died for our sins. That's all we have to do, is we have to believe by faith. And when we begin to believe by faith what Jesus has done for us, then we will begin to live for him. Hallelujah. I thank God. I just thank God. Hallelujah. Today, I just thank God today. Hallelujah. And I just want to play that song one more time, because it is just an awesome song. Hallelujah. Just want to play that one more time. Hallelujah. Running back to you. Hallelujah. We're just running back to Jesus. Hallelujah. His arms are open wide. Hallelujah. And we don't have to cry anymore. We don't have to cry anymore. Hallelujah. Because he is right there. He's standing right there waiting for us. Hallelujah. And I thank him. Hallelujah, for what he's doing. I thank him, hallelujah, because in the words of the song, it says, you told me you loved me and I should make up my mind. You tell me to come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. But you say I can be strong. I feel I've gone too far, but you tell me to come home. You love me still, and I know this is real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for loving us still. Thank you, hallelujah, for being there for us, even, Lord God, when we have turned our backs on you. Hallelujah, God. I just say thank you. Hallelujah. And my soul is overwhelmed today, because We can go back to Jesus. Hallelujah. We can turn around, turn our lives around, and give our lives back to him. We don't have to be stuck out here just doing everything and living for the devil. We can turn back to him, and his arms are open wide. Hallelujah. And I thank God today for forgiveness of sins. I thank God that we can turn back to him. Hallelujah. That it's not too late. If you still have breath in your body, it's not too late for you to turn around. It's not too late for you to go back and say, God, forgive me. I have done wrong. I have done wrong. I have lived my life outside of your will. Father, please forgive me. It's not too late for you to say that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, today that it's not too late. Hallelujah. I just want to play this song one more time so you can hear the words. Come back. Just run back to the Father. He's waiting for you with open arms. tell you, this song is just bringing tears. Tears to my eyes. When I listen to those words, he said, I've taken advantage of your love and grace. Forgive me, Lord, and take me home. Take me home. I'm running to you, Jesus. Please take me home. You see, I've been in this wrong way too long. I can't do right anymore. I'm tired of pain and I don't like fear. But Lord, I want to be more sincere. I never should have left your side. Return me to your guiding light. I'm running back to you. I see you standing there for me. Your arms are open wide. And I just want you to know today that if you've turned your back on God today, that he's standing there waiting for you with open arms, with arms of forgiveness. He loves you today. Hallelujah. He loves you. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you can do that make God love you any less than he loves you today. Hallelujah. There's nothing you can do that can make God love you any more than he loves you today. He loves you. God is love. He is just love. He can't change who he is. God is love. But he's opening his arms for you today. He's opening his arms for me today to turn to him with our whole heart. He wants us to come to him. Hallelujah. Because he loves us. Simply because he loves us. And he showed his love to us so much by sending Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, to die for us on the cross at Calvary. He sent his son, Jesus, to be wounded for our transgressions, to be bruised for our iniquities. He loved us that much that he sent his son, Jesus, to die to take on our sins so that we might have the right again to the tree of life, the right again to everlasting life with him, so that we can be called his sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't know how important it is to run back to him. Hallelujah. But I'm begging you today to run back to the Father today. I'm begging you today to run back to the Father, because all he has for you is love. That's all he wants to do is to love you, to love you. Can you just love him back? Love him enough to come back. Can you love him enough to come back? Can you love him enough to give your life to him like he gave his life for you? That's all he's asking today, is that you will love him enough to give him your life. Love him enough. Hallelujah, because he doesn't want anything bad for you. He just wants you to have everlasting life. He just wants you to have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And my heart is broken today because so many people have the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they turn away from him because of the cares of this world. They turn away from him like the prodigal son did. And we want to read this story today about the prodigal son, because he turned himself away from his father for the life of living a life of what? He gave his money. He spent his money on whores. He spent his money out there on lavish living and wound up having nothing. But he came back to his father. Hallelujah. And the response of the father is what has me so broken today, is the response of the father, that if you come to the father repentant, if you come to him asking him to forgive you, he will receive you back unto himself. And you don't have to cry anymore. You don't have to worry about living in fear. You don't have to worry about being left out there for the enemy. But you can come back to the Father. He's waiting for you with open arms. He's waiting for you today with open arms. Won't you just come back to the Father? Won't you just come back to the Father today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We're going to read this scripture today in Luke 15. If I can get through it. Hallelujah. And so many people out here today, God is calling. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling. Oh, Father, help me today. Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And this verse right here, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto the father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. This is the word of God in Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 11 down to verse 32. And this chapter is very awesome. It's very awesome because the son came back and he repented unto his father. But his father saw him afar off. He saw him before he even got close enough to the house. And he received his son. He ran out to him. And he had compassion. And that's what the Father is telling us today. Our Heavenly Father is telling us today that you can come back. He has compassion. He has compassion for us all. And all he wants us to do is to receive his love. Can you repent today? You have breath in your body. You still have a chance to repent today. Won't you turn back to the Father? Won't you turn back to the Father? We have a caller on the line, area code 904.
Yes, God bless you, Evangelist Scott. This is Evangelist Barbara Matt. And I was listening today to your heart's plea. And it come to me, if we come back to God, if we've left him, and even if we've never been with him, if we will come to him, no matter what the situation is, he will in no wise cast us out. For God so loved us that he sent his only son. A bishop put that over in the chat room.
Yeah.
He loved us so much he allowed Jesus to suffer, hang, bleed, die.
Yes.
He conquered all and rose with all power. That was for us.
Yes.
And no one took Jesus' life. He gave it for
yes.
us. Knowing what we would be, what we would do, he already knew. He knew us before he formed us in our mother's belly. So therefore, whatever our situation is today, wherever we are, we can come back to him. And if we've never come to him, we can come to him now.
Yes.
Yeah, they sung a song when I was a child that simply said, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now because of this. If he's knocking on your door today, if you'll open the door, he'll come in. And if you will allow him to come in today, he can change whatever is going on with you. It does not matter what the circumstances are. He's Almighty God that has all the power. There's no higher power. So I just wanted to share that little bit. And just know this, as we continue to lift him up, he's going to draw. He's going to draw, yeah, if he be lifted up today. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you, and I just wanted to say that.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad you did, because I don't know if I can make it through this broadcast today. There's so many people. So many people that need to come back to the Father, and I know some of them personally, and some I don't know at all, but I just feel God today pleading with the people to come back. Just come back. It's not going to cost you anything. Just come back. Just come back. Honey, hi, I hear you on the phone. Bishop?
Yes.
Yes, I hear you on the phone. But can you turn down your speaker a little bit?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I did that. Thank you, sir.
So go ahead. You have the floor.
Yes, I was just hearing your heart and the heart of Evangelist Mack and the appeal. Because that's what the whole story of the prodigal son was, an appeal. The prodigal son was appealing to his father. Father was appealing to his son, both of his sons, actually, because we had the one son that was the prodigal, the other son that was the elder brother, who had a sense of indignation, a sense of jealousy, a sense of, even a sense of pride, if you will, about his brother being received back without any repercussions, without any penalty, and God will do that for us. Oh, yes, we have to reap what we sow, but the relationship between ourselves and God does not take generations. Oh, yes, you have to sow what you reap. But remember, even with the story of David that you spoke about so beautifully throughout the week, last week and most of this week, the story of David is clear that, yes, he had to go through, and his sons and his daughters and even his grandchildren, all the way to the great-grandchildren. Even today, the children of Israel are still being tried and tested because of what he did all so many years ago. But David's relationship with God, once he became contrite of spirit, once he became humbled of heart, once he repented of his sin, the relationship between David and God was in right relationship. Once that relationship became just as solid as it ever was, once he gave himself back to the Lord and repented of his sin. So though, yes, he had to reap what he sowed, his family had to reap what he sowed and all the rest of that, his personal relationship with God was intact. The moment he repented, the moment that he asked God to clean him, to clean him with hyssop, to make him white as snow, to not allow his spirit to leave him, once he began to acknowledge, I sinned not just against Bathsheba. I sinned not just against Uriah. I didn't even sin not just against myself, but I sinned most importantly against you, Lord. It was your commandments that I should not steal, and I stole this man's wife. It was your commandment that said I should not commit adultery, and yet I committed adultery with this man's wife. It was you who said I should not kill, we should not kill, and yet I knew by giving the order to my major soldier that it would result in Uriah's death. I knew that was all going to happen so that I could covet his wife. There's four commandments in one act of sin. Four commandments were broken in that one act of sin. But once he became repentant, once he gave up who he was, allowed God to move in him the way God can, his relationship with God, his fellowship with God, his communion with God was reestablished as if it had never been broken. And so be of good heart there, souls that are listening on this wonderful program this afternoon. Be of good cheer. Yeah, you might be going through because of the actions that you have done in the past. Yes, you may have to go through the fire because of the things that you decided to do in disobedience to the will of God. But be of good cheer. Once you ask God to forgive you, your relationship with God is restored. Your relationship with God is restored. And yes, you may have to go through the fire for a minute or two, but your place in heaven is now being reestablished. Your place in heaven is now secure once you get the right relationship with God again. Once you begin to live holy, once you begin to live righteously, once you begin to do those things that God requires you to do, though you may have to still go through, your relationship with Him is okay. And when all is said and done, think about it, dear hearts, when all is said and done, isn't that the most important thing of all anyway? Because I don't care whether you're a sinner or a saint. The word says it rains and sunshines on the both of them. So even if you're walking in the way, you're going to have trouble. The Lord made it clear. They hated me before you. They're going to hate you after me. They persecuted me. They're going to persecute you. So this life's not going to be a trouble-free life anyway, whether we walk in total obedience or whether we walk in disobedience. This life is not going to be a flowery bed of ease. The word is clear about that. But what is your relationship with God like? What is your soul? What shape is your soul in? Is your soul healthy? Is your soul strong? Is your soul at rest? But I'm going to tell you something. You can rest all you want to in this world, but if your soul is restless, if your soul is in turmoil, if your soul is struggling, if your soul is not contented, if your soul feels empty and void, if your soul just does not feel complete, then all that other stuff, that's why the Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these things will be added unto you. Because when these things come up short, you still have the kingdom. When these things grow old and get tarnished and break and get weary and begin to rust, you still have the newness of the experience of being in His kingdom. So when this brand new car that you have now begins to depreciate as you drive it from the parking lot, your home begins to devalue as the neighborhood devalues. Your diamond ring is not worth the tag that the diamond sits on. When these things begin to happen, when these things lose their charm to you, you know how it is, even as children. We want this Christmas present so badly. We plead to our parents, please can I have it? Please, 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 this is what I want for Christmas. If you give me only this, I'll be happy. You don't have to give me nothing else but this. Our parents acquiesce, our parents agree, and they get it for us, and we end up playing with the box it came in more than we do the thing that was given to us. Because somewhere in our spirit, we already know, somewhere in the deep recesses of our conscience, we already know that the things of this world are temporary, and our desires for them will always be just temporary. The thrill will soon be gone. The fascination will soon dissipate. And now we're back to point one. See, it's not about the thing that you amass in this world, because I don't care whether you're a dollarair or a billionaire, it doesn't matter. The thing that you can get in this world will soon depreciate, will soon lose its charm to you, because we're not born to amass these things alone. Oh, yes, I would be the last to say we should not try to prosper, that we should not try to get the good things in life, that we should not try to have a nice home and a nice car and nice clothing. I would be the last to say that. I would be the last to say don't get educated just to be a high school dropout or whatever. I would not encourage any of that. But what I'm saying is put the horse before the cart and not the cart before the horse. Build your hopes on things eternal. There was another old song. Build your hopes on things eternal. Because the things that are eternal are just that. They last eternally. The things of this world will last for a season, sometime for a day. I've known gifts that were given to me that were broken when I got them out the box. So these things in this world, you can't bank on them. You can't trust them. You can't rely on them. You can't depend on them. You can't lean on them. You can't hold on to them forever, because they will soon lose their potency. because they're only meant to last for a season. They're not meant to last forever. That's why the Lord said, build your hopes on things eternal. He said, but trust in the things that cannot rush. Treasure the things that cannot, do not, will never become dust. Value the things that aren't just diamond today, worth this and that on the market, and tomorrow they're worth half the price. Value those things that are just as valuable today as they were yesterday, and they'll be just as valuable tomorrow as they were today. In fact, they'll be valuable forever because they're the things of God. And the things of God will endure not for a season, not for a decade, not for a score, not for a century, not for a millennium, not for an econ, not for an epoch, not for an era. It will last forever.
Yes.
And I want to hold on to
and
something
Bishop,
that's going to take me forever. Why
Bishop.
Settle for anything less? Thank
okay.
you, evangelist.
Amen. Bishop, I agree with you 100%.
God bless
but this
got
to be the first thing. Before we can get there, we must come to him.
Amen.
See, this is what happened. If we don't know him and we don't know his word, Bishop,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing we can do for to help us, really.
My God.
Everything that we do, we're making an even bigger mess of it because without
mm-mm.
God, without mm-mm. God, we can do nothing.
Amen.
Even the world, breathing and living and going to work and all of this. It's yet God that's allowing them to do that.
That's so true. That's so true.
So when we make up our mind, and as they say in the drug and alcohol treatment world,
mm-hmm.
when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, nobody's going to have an altar call for you.
Mm-hmm.
You will venture
Amen.
Out. And you will find God for yourself. I'm a living witness.
Okay, now.
I was in my bedroom when I received him.
My God.
I was brought up in the church, but I, too, was the prodigal daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I had left home to go out to do this righteous living and to be with the world and to drink and the cuss and the club and the what whore and the whatever I did.
My Lord.
Oh, but the day came.
Tell it.
When nothing else could help me. I was sinking deep in sin, Bishop.
Yes,
I was
far from the peaceful shore.
Oh, I was very deeply stained within. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving, and I was thanking Bishop to rise no more.
Hmm.
Master now of the sea, Bishop. It was him that heard my despairing cry.
Yes,
feel the Lord moving. And from the waters, it was Almighty God that lifted me. I was crying. My mouth wasn't moving, but
mm-hmm.
I was crying, Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
He heard my heart's cry.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's where people got to get what a heart's cry
yes,
unto
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-mm-mm.
And once you cry out from your heart, because, see, he's only going to honor that, Bishop, which
yes.
is sincere.
Yes, ma'am, yes, he will.
And so when I cried to him from a sincere heart, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. He come in, Bishop. He come in for real. He changed my whole life. The word of God, I believe it's Apostle Paul that said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
That's right.
All things have passed away, and behold, all he didn't say some of the things, Bishop. He said we were going to go to church on Wednesday and Friday and Sunday, and we still was going to slip around.
No, he didn't.
He said we were going to sneak and drink behind the scenes and get drunk.
Mm-mm-mm.
He didn't say we'll still be cheating and robbing and lying. He said if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and all things
mm-mm-mm.
become new. But until we find God with a sincere heart, we're going to chase after the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. We're going to chase behind the car, the Mercedes. The job going to be our God. Money's going to be
will.
Our God. We still going to whore, Bishop. We still going to lie. We're going to cheat.
Forgive us, Lord.
But once he come
Forgive
in
us,
and he sanctify us, he set us aside
yes.
unto
yes.
himself
oh,
because
Thank
now
you,
we are his.
Yeah,
we
Lord,
cried
Lord,
out
Lord,
with
Lord,
a heart
Lord,
And then he going to fill us with the anointing of his Holy
Yes, he will.
He's going to give us
he will.
His
Thank
spirit.
You, Lord.
And this going to lead us into all truth. It's going to tell me when I want to go right, that's the wrong way. Make a left right here, baby. Keep straight down the road right here. Remember what my word said.
Mm-mm-mm.
And we're going to take God's word
Mm-mm-mm.
for real. But we must come to him. And today, as she said, if we've left God, we can come back.
Thank
if
you,
we
Lord.
Never knew God, we can come to him
come
and
back.
Get to know him.
Thank you, Lord.
I give it back to you, Evangelist Scott. You know how I get.
I thank you, Evangelist Mack.
Along with
I thank you, Evangelist Mack. Get that clarification.
Y'all keep going with it. Go ahead.
In its fullness, because that's the full picture of it all. You can receive the blessing until you receive the one who blesses.
Yes.
You got to receive
because
the one who blesses
first. This is what
first.
We do. We must cry loud and spare not and tell the truth.
That's
I know they done changed these things they say in the church.
You know that's
and
right.
And they make it appear that God will go with anything, Bishop. They make
My
it
Lord.
Appear that God will accept anything.
Mm-mm-mm.
But he only will accept that which is holy.
That's right.
And he told us
that's
to
right.
be holy, for he is holy.
Well, he is holy.
And he
that's
just said no excuses.
That's right.
We got to learn to let our flesh die so God can live.
Amen. I'm of the
yeah,
old school
it,
like
it,
you.
It must die.
I'm of the old school like you, Evangelist Mack. I'm of the old school. I was born in the 50s. And
well,
I know all about what it used to be. We used to go into church, and there was a respect for the church. You didn't play in church. You didn't run all around. You didn't run on the grass. You didn't run here and there. You were respectful of where you were. There was an awe about the church. About being in the presence of God. You're in God's house. That's not like my house. I may be a slob. I may run around and jump on the beds in my house. But as a child, I knew I come in here. I'm going to God's house.
Yes,
and I lifted the Lord up like that. All my life, I've revered that place called the house of God because I know who resides there. I know whose house that is. He's the Father of fathers. He's the King of kings. And
yes,
when you
sir.
Go into the, there's not that respect anymore. I look at it, I see it. Even in the young people, how even the parents allow them to do things that we couldn't dare do. You know that, Evangelist Mack. You know that, Evangelist Teresa. Things that we could not dare do.
Yes, well, see, this was happening. It's not old school, Bishop. It's just that God does not change and neither
Come
does
on.
His word. That's what
Thank
that
you.
Is, Bishop. And what people do, people have changed.
Yes,
and
sir.
They want God to change with them.
Come on.
They want to bring God into the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you must bring the world into God.
Into God. Amen.
Go
in the world and not of the world.
Path. Go back to the word of God. Go back to the old path and take a look around.
Thank you.
And that word
Thank
don't
you.
Keep us in bondage, Bishop. The word come to set us free. And,
That's right.
And whom the Son set free today
is free indeed.
Free indeed, but we
if
must
he
let
is.
The word of God and his spirit do the work for us, and we stop trying to do it. That's why they set the mothers down in the church from testifying. The deacons can't get up and testify to the glory of God. And they have these praise worshiper leaders up, they say, and all of these people done clubbed all night. Now today they want to come and tell me some worship service. Look at here. They done laid with who they big enough to lay with, Bishop. And
come
now
on.
This morning they telling you to lift your hands. But you ain't live nothing.
That's right.
And you change and you thank God's house, but we must come back to God with our whole
that's
heart.
That's right. I'm going to tell you something,
Evangelist. It's not time for a pity party. It's not time for that. It's time to guts, get some strength, and come on out here. He said the harvest is plenteous now,
but
the
laborers
are few. I pray for the Lord of the harvest, that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. But God, I remember what you chose and called me to.
Come on
and
now.
I got to be about my Father's business. I
that's
come
it.
To do the will of him that sent me, not my own today. Because there's
God
no good thing in my flesh. But I come to do that which he called me to.
I think
God
we need to go back to some of those.
Today,
I think we need to go back to some of those hymns,
today is
too,
your day.
I think we need to go back to some of those hymns, too. Those hymns that we used to sing. The hymns that you've been singing on your program, on this program. I heard you sing them. I said, we need to go back to some of that. Some of those words mean so much. Some of those words, you see, sometimes we've gotten so much into the beat, how things sound and how they make our feet tap, that we forget
and
there's
we
a message.
We
want to
be entertained, Bishop.
That's
we really
it.
Want to
Come
be
on.
Entertained. That's what
That's
all
it.
That is. And it's trying to bring God into the world.
That's
we
right.
We have to bring the world to God.
And there you go. And until we do, God's not going to get in it.
And I'm going to tell you something else, Bishop. This is what we got to do today. We got to sell out with our whole heart. See, nobody's selling out to God.
No,
everybody's
no.
making excuses. The woman told me, that's a hard word you preach. I can't live that. I can't sit under your teachings. Well, all I can tell you, like Kirk Franklin said, bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 bye. Goodbye. Because either you going to live for him.
That's right.
I'm going to put it this way, Bishop. You going either you for him or you against him. There's nothing
simple
in between.
Simple as that. Simple as that. It's simple. Simple. Very simple.
And see, you know, this, he said this way is so plain, even a fool could understand.
Yes, he said
But they don't want to, Bishop. It's your choice today what you decide to do. But today, whatever you're going through, again, if you've left God, you can come back to him today.
Amen.
If you've never known him before, today is your day.
Come on.
To get
come
to
on
know
in.
Almighty God who has all the power. He sent his son Jesus for us. And the key word in that is believe. If we believe on him, we won't perish. We'll have everlasting
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
God is not the boogeyman. He is a God of love. But he said what
I
he
love
meant.
That. Say that again, man. Say it. I want you to say that again.
Yeah, he is. He's a God of love.
That's right.
But
not the boogeyman.
He said what he meant, and he meant what he said.
Yes, he did.
Because he loves us, he won't lie. He won't lie for us.
No, he will
and
never lie.
We must come to God with a sincere heart. Evangelist Scott, you know the preacher from Florida, long-winded girl.
I'm going to let y'all have it because I want God to speak today. I ask the Holy Spirit to come in, and I want him to have his way because when people go back and listen to these broadcasts in the archives, I want them to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto us. And we really need to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. But I do want to comment on a couple of things that you both said. And one of the things was is how, you know, we as believers, we're not making the stand that we need to make. And I've said to people over and over again, you know, that you saying the devil snuck in the church. He didn't sneak in the church. You open up the door and let him come in. You open up the door and welcome them in and saying, you know, let the people come in any kind of way. And they've been there for a year, 5 years, 10 years, and still doing the same thing. Ain't no change nowhere. Because you don't let the world come in. And like you said, we want to entertain. But it's not about entertaining. It's about souls being saved. It's about souls being delivered. It's about souls being set free because, like we said on the broadcast yesterday, when we were little and we used to play hide and seek, we used to count from 1 to 10 or count from 10 down to 1. And when we got to that last number, we said, ready or not, here we come. And I tell you a truth, hallelujah, that Jesus is coming back whether we believe it or not. Whether we're ready or not, he's coming back. And he wants us to get ready right now. He's warning us right now. He's giving us his word. He's pouring out his spirit upon flesh that we can go out and preach the word of God and teach the word of God without compromise because he's coming back ready or not. It doesn't matter what people say, whether they believe it or not. Jesus is coming back, and we got to be ready. And he's coming back for a church without spot, without blemish. He's coming
Amen.
Back. Believe it. He's coming back. We don't have to believe the word of God, but Jesus is coming back. And he says we have to be ready. Nothing unclean is entering into heaven. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what beat you have to it. You can come to church and you can fool some of the people some of the time, but we can't fool God none of the time. He knows
right.
our heart. He knows what's in our heart. The outside of the cup can be just as clean as it want to be, but if the inside of that heart is not clean, God is not accepting it. We can't fool him. God said clean the inside of the cup. Clean the inside of the cup. The outside is all white and pretty, look like it's been bleached and everything, but it's the inside of the cup that matters. It's the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And today God is calling us to come back to him. Those of us that even claim to be believers, those of us that are behind the pulpits, those of us that are on TV and on Blog Talk Radio and other outlets, we need to come back to God with our full hearts and stop playing church. Stop playing because God ain't fooled. See, the devil would have us walk around thinking that God is fooled, but God is not fooled on any day of the week. He's not fooled at any moment of the day. God is not fooled. Remember, he made us. He's our creator. We didn't create him. He created us. He knows that we are dust. He knows that the heart is sick and desperately wicked above all things. He knows that, but he's given us a chance to come to him. He's given us a chance to repent. Truly repent, not just say we're sorry, but to repent, to turn away from that thing and come to him, run to him.
Amen.
Ready or not, here he comes.
Here he comes. That, and look here, this the word here now. You can't hold this against me because I was not even there when he inspired man to write it. But the word of God says it's appointed unto man once to die.
Amen.
And after death, here come the judgment. And we must carry works before him that won't burn up. And if we out here playing games and we're not serious with God, we're going to find ourselves in hell.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to hell. And I know they done tricked you and told you once saved, always saved. But we only belong to God if we are obeying him. And he can erase that name out the Lamb Book of Life. And if your name is not in that book, you won't go with him.
You won't go.
He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Today is the day. Now is the appointed time to gird up and draw ever so closer to Almighty God. If you look at the sign, look at the things that's happening around you, you will see he's on his way back. And as she said, he's looking for ready people. We're in the dressing room right now. We can get the gown tailored, ladies, and we can get the right shoes to match the gown. We can get the right hairdo. Men, you can have your tuxedo did right.
Hey, I love it.
Right shoe. You can get the right haircut. But now once he comes, it's too late for preparing because we already had enough time.
Yes.
We had enough time.
So today is the day to, if you haven't been making preparations, today is the day to start preparing for the coming of the soon coming King, Jesus Christ, the Son of the true and living God, the God
Amen.
That has all power.
Amen.
The God that I know that no matter what I'm going through, as long as I'm obedient, I hold on to him and I stand on his word, this too shall pass. And if it don't pass, the trial only come to make me strong.
Amen.
I just got to be real and sincere in him.
Amen.
And I'll get to see his salvation. I'll get to see the move of God daily in my life. And for those that he send me their way, I'm a vessel. He'll use me to bless you in your life, encourage you, to draw you closer, to help you become more faithful unto him. Yeah.
Isn't that good?
That's what we want to get. But again, I just want to say on the topic today of what she's talking about, if you've left God, come back home. If you've never known him, come today and give him a chance. I promise you, if you come to him, he will reward you. He will reward you. He said those of us that come to him now, we must believe. That's a main key, believing.
Yes.
And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
We must diligently, daily seek the face of Almighty God.
Amen.
And when
That's
you
right.
pray, don't get up right away. Pray, and after prayer, begin to praise. And you'll hear from the Lord. He's done it over and over again for me because I need direction daily. I don't know nothing. He gave me the brain, but it's only so big. But he know all. He's an all-knowing God.
Yes, he is.
And if I can but have patience and wait on him, not only will he lead and guide me in the right path, he'll tell me which way to go. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, we bless the name of Jesus today. Hallelujah, Jesus. We
thank
you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, God. We're grateful unto you, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Yes.
Oh, the song just pop up in my head, just pops up. If it had not been... For the Lord on
my side,
tell me
where would I be?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving. I'm telling you, Evangelist Scott, someone is being drawn. Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up, hey, God, I'll draw all men unto me. We just got to lift him up. Hallelujah. He'll use us in his service to be a blessing unto his people.
Yes,
many of us
yes.
plant, some will give some water, but it's Almighty God that gives
that
the increase. And
yes.
he's blessing somebody today. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you
right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back to you again. The preacher from Florida is long-winded.
No, but what she says is true from the heavens above. And God, you're an anointed woman of God, Evangelist. You're an anointed woman of God. And you don't say nothing but what the Spirit tells you to say. Yes. Sometimes it's an amen, and sometimes it's a little more. But whatever it is, you know it's from heaven. So we thank you. We thank you.
We thank you today, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, I thank you today.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he's a good God.
Thank you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you. Your word today, God, is a lamp unto our feet.
Yes.
And Father,
bless
it's a light unto our path.
Bless the Lord.
Without
bless
you, we can do nothing. We need you right now, oh God.
Yes.
We need you, Lord.
Yes.
Help us today, Lord, to come up in. Help us to sell out to you with our whole heart.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to live right before you. So others.
Yes, Father.
And ask us, God, what must we do today to be saved? Help us, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I had a minor surgery on my foot on Monday. When nothing is wrong with the foot or nothing, I just run because I'm cooking and cleaning for folks and doing laundry, you know, the sick, the elderly, the widows, that kind of thing. And with this foot, I was able to stay home this week. And I got to go to some shows I hadn't, you know, been able to go to. I got to minister with people. I got to pray with people. Even was blessed to be able to be in the house, but yet do some things for my neighbors.
Amen.
And I'm just grateful unto the Lord because no matter what situation we're in, Apostle Paul said, be content.
Yes.
And see,
yes,
I don't give everything to the devil because of this. Some things go on. It's not the devil, but it's Almighty God.
Amen.
That's right.
But because it don't feel good to us, we'll give it to the devil. Yeah, but I know God allowed, and each time, this is my third time going to have the thing cut out of my foot. And I won't let them remove no bones because God put the bones in the foot for a purpose. But each time I go, it's never just your regular doctor that do the foot. And when I come out, I'm walking. I'm not supposed to be walking when I come out. I'm all bandaged up and I'm supposed to be hobbling. But I come out walking. And each physician that God sent is not just the regular man. I'm telling you the truth. I know it's the angel of the Lord because the way they talk to me, the way that they treat me, and what they do. And I'm like, this is just not the norm here. And see, the word said, be careful, for some have entertained angels unaware. Hey, Doc, do you know anything about Jesus? And the conversation begins.
Yes, it.
You see? So
God will do it.
Yeah, everywhere we go, if we'll proclaim the gospel, not your gospel now, but the gospel of Jesus Christ.
What did Joseph say to his brothers? You meant it unto evil, but God.
Right.
But God. You didn't mean it to be no good with this thing, but God.
Hey, God.
You thought I was going to be defeated by this thing, but God.
But God.
You thought I was dead, didn't you? But God.
But
you thought
God.
I'd be still in prison. Serving a life term, but God. Turn
but
all
God.
That around.
Hallelujah.
Turn
God
all that around.
Dre, I see Brother Dre in the house. God bless
hey,
you.
Hey, Brother Dre. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, Lord Jesus. Brother Dennis, God bless you, Brother Dennis. God bless you. And I think that's my America. God bless you, too, today. God bless you. And we just thank God. We just thank God. And Evangelist Scott, I'm going to turn it back over to you and Bishop and run in here and do a few things right quick. And
well, thank you, Evangelist Mac. We really appreciate
God bless you today. God bless you. We
you're tarrying long enough to make a difference. You're tarrying long enough to bring a word, a life-changing word at that. Thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you. All right, I'm going to talk with y'all later. And y'all be able to clap for me.
Have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Evangelist.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Brother Dre. Hi, Brother Dre. If you want to get on the line, you know the number. If you don't know the number, it is 323-693-3054 if you would like to get in on this conversation. If not, I really don't have anything else to say. I think the Spirit of God already spoke. And when the Spirit of God speaks, I don't like to go over him because he said what he wanted to say.
Amen.
So at this time, my husband, Bishop Scott, if you don't have anything else to say, Brother Dre, if you're not going to come in on Skype or on the phone line, then we're going to end this broadcast. And I'm going to play that song one more time.
Yes, please do.
I want to play that song one more time. Coming back, I'm running back to you by commission. If you are on the phone line, in the chat room, in the archives, today is Thursday, March 29th, 2012. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
I beseech you right now by the mercies of God that you present yourself to him today and repent of your sins and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know that I have sinned,
yes,
but I'm coming to you right now. I've tried everything else. I've tried the sex. I've tried the drugs. I've tried the drinking. I've tried the money. I've tried the having the best things in life, and it's not profiting me anything. But now, God, I'm coming to you. I'm running to you. I've taken your grace and your mercy for granted, but I'm running to you right now, and right now I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. If that is you today, if you believe that God sent Jesus to die on the cross, if you believe that God sent Jesus to die on the cross for your sins, if you believe that Jesus did that and he rose again on the third day, is now sitting in heaven on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you, if you believe,
amen,
that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God and he was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities, if you believe that today and you accept Jesus Christ into your heart today by faith, because it is by faith that you receive him. If you accept him today, I welcome you into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. I welcome you into the body of Christ. If you are like the prodigal son, if you were with the Father, if you were with the Heavenly Father through faith in Jesus Christ, but you decided that you didn't want to do that anymore, that the world had called you back to itself, the world had called you in with the lust of the world, all the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. If you turned away from Jesus Christ, I'm telling you today that you can come back. Run back to him, for he is waiting for you with open arms. He's waiting for you with compassion. He's waiting for you to come back to him. Hallelujah. Because all he wants to do is offer you life. He wants to offer you life. Hallelujah. He doesn't want to condemn you. He doesn't want to make you feel bad. He wants to offer you life and give you life, everlasting life, because the alternative is hell. The alternative is hell being picked up and cast into the lake of fire. And once you get in there, there's no way out. He's giving you the way out right now. He's calling unto you. Can you hear him calling you? He's calling out to you right now. Hallelujah. And I know that if you're listening to this on the phone line, in the chat room, or in the archives, that I know that you can hear the Spirit of God beckoning you to come unto him today. Come unto him while you still have breath. Come unto him while you still have a sound mind. Come unto him while you can still hear him, while you're not laying in the hospital in a coma, while you're not, you know, shot up somewhere, while, you know, just come to him right now while there's a chance, because Satan has leashed his fury out on the land, and he's determined to take as many people with him as he can. But God is standing there waiting with open arms, waiting for you to just make up your mind to come to him. Hallelujah. Because as the evangelist said earlier, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I beg you today to come back to him. Hallelujah. To come back to the Father. To come back to him. Hallelujah. Because he is waiting for you with open arms. Glory to God. And
amen.
As we end this broadcast, we're going to listen to this song by commission, Running Back to You. God bless you.
God bless you,
Randall. Hallelujah.
A beautiful program.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Husband. Hallelujah.
should make up my mind. You tell me, come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can be strong. I feel I've gone too far. You tell me to come home. You love me still, and I know this is real, and I am running back to you. See, you're standing there for me. Your arms are open wide, and I don't have to cry no more. You're standing there for me, and I am running back to you. Why do I go away when I know I am no good, when I'm on my own? You told me you could keep me, but I have turned it away. I failed you so much now, I don't.